إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Indeed, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone, and that He has no partners or associates, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. This evening, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, this is our second session, reading from the topic, كان خلقه القرآن, يعني his character was the Qur'an, by Shaykh Abdul Razak, the son of Shaykh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abad Al-Badr, حافظهم الله, may Allah protect and preserve both of them. And tonight, inshallah, this is our second session, and we will be reading from the English translation, middle of page 69. Middle of page 69, now. And from the Arabic text, we're going to be reading from page 3. Yani from the second paragraph on page 3. Before we read... Naam. Naam? Oh, the pages are not numbered?
I'm saying page 2 or page 3.
Let me see. Yes. Yeah. Page 3. Page 3. The first paragraph on page 3. I mean second paragraph. Now, before we read from the points for discussion tonight, we want to quickly review some of the points that we read in the introduction to this topic last week from the questionnaire study guide number 1. Actually, our study guide was numbered number 6, and in continuation from the previous topic, right? But, I don't know, it was suggested to me that since we have a second topic, and it's actually a separate book, but they were printed together in English, so we're going to, yani, renumber it. Tonight, yani, will be number 2. Last week, number 6 will be number 1, and tonight, inshallah, will be number 2. Okay, so, from last week's questionnaire study guide, we're going to look at the questions quickly, and then, yani, with that introduction, we'll go into what we want to discuss, which is the core of the matter of this topic. The first question being, memorize the supplication related to ilm, knowledge, which was alluded to in the author's opening, yani, from the hadith of Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. Yani, it was alluded to in the opening introduction of the Shaykh's remarks. Now,
اللهم علمني ما ينفعني وانفعني ما علمتني وزدني علما.
طيب, this supplication came with like more than one wording. The wording that the Shaykh actually brought, yani, in his explanation came, yani, the wording reversed a little bit. Okay, but same meaning, no difference. Sometime it came like this, sometime it came like that. Anybody remember the way it came in?
Huh? اللهم انفعني بما علمتني وعلمني ما ينفعني وزدني علما.
Same meaning. But Shaykh Abdul Razak, may Allah protect and preserve him, in his explanation of this supplication, he mentioned an important point concerning this wording here, اللهم انفعني بما علمتني. That he mentioned, O Allah, benefit me through what you have taught me, and then teach me that which will benefit me, and then increase me in knowledge. He said that a significant point related to the Prophet ﷺ asking Allah to benefit me from what you have taught me first, is because the objective of learning is the benefit, that is to act upon it. So even though in some of the narrations it came, O Allah, teach me that which benefit me, and then benefit me from that which you teach me, but rather the objective is the benefit, not just learning, but the benefit. So he said that one of the points here of this wording of the supplication is that the emphasis is on getting the benefit from the learning, and then, yani, the means to it is to teach me that which will benefit me. But the objective is to benefit me from that which you have taught me. So this wording came like this, and it came the other way. Allahumma anfa'ni bima 'allamtani. Benefit me from that which you have taught me. Wa'allimni ma yanfa'uni. And teach me that which will benefit me. Wazidni 'ilma. And increase me in knowledge. Reported by At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and others from Abu Hurairah. Second question, mention five of the descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ used by the author in his introduction to this topic. And he mentioned a number of descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ, just five of them. Give me one.
One?
You have, how many do you want to give us? Abdul Haq, go ahead. Go ahead, as you like.
Okay, call Abdul Razak, Sheikh Abdul Razak. رسولنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هو أعظم البشرية خلقا.
And he's the greatest of the human beings in terms of character. نعم.
وأعظمهم أدبا.
وأكملهم.
وأكملهم أدبا.
And the most complete and perfect of them in adab, in manners.
وأعظمهم عبادة ومعرفة بالله سبحانه وتعالى.
And the greatest of them in the worship of Allah and in the knowledge. Yani knowing Allah, the Most High. Now, these are three of the descriptions you gave. Somebody else. Other descriptions. Naam, Abdullah. Sayyid Waladi Adam. Yani, meaning that he is the master, the leader of the human beings, of all humanity. Naam. Muqaddim. Muqaddimahum. Yani, the one who is in the forefront of the people, the Imam, the leader of them. وَخُذْوَتِهِمْ And the model or example, any for the whole of humanity. Anybody else? Other descriptions the Shaykh gave? صَفْوَتْ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ يعني the elite of the worshippers of Allah and the best of them وَمُجْتَبَى وَمُصْطَفَى وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدِ اللَّهِ نعم. And that he is the chosen and the select Yani the elite of the worshippers of Allah and the one whom Allah has chosen and the one who Allah selected, he's the messenger of Allah and his abd. And also we read last week from Lumat al-Itiqad from Al-Imam Ibn Qudamah some descriptions that also came in the hadith. A number of them, I don't know if anybody remembers any of them, what he said. It's not part of the question, but Khatim al-Nabiyyin, yani that's in the Quran, like we know, Khatim al-Nabiyyin. Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Imam al-Muttaqeen. Wa khatibihim. Sahib al-Liwa al-Hamd. Al-Mahmud. Al-Maqam al-Mahmud. Al-Hawd. Mawrud and so on. Yani the Shaykh, he mentioned several descriptions of the Prophet ﷺ in Lumat al-Itiqad. Okay, next question. Memorize, and of course these descriptions, we want to refer back to them because we want to remind ourselves, Ya Rahmukallah, of the status of the Prophet ﷺ and the descriptions and characteristics that are befitting of him to show his position of leadership, that he is the leader of the whole of humanity, of the Prophets and the Messengers and all of humanity. And the Imam and the example, the one who is in the forefront, the master of all human beings, greatest in character and manners, and so on, and knowledge of Allah and worship of Allah. Question number three, memorize the supplication of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam for guidance to good character with which he used to open his salat. Yani the supplication that's mentioned in the Sahih of Muslim from Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to begin every prayer of the obligatory prayers. He used to begin with this supplication. Naam. Naam, Abdullah. Naam. Anybody else memorize this supplication? Naam. Musa. Somebody tell me the meaning of it. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is part of actually a long supplication that the Prophet used to make. This is part of it. It's not the whole of it, but it's part of it. Naam. Sharif. Tayyib. Did anybody up here hear him? No problem. I heard you, Sharif. But with difficulty. Yani, the Prophet ﷺ, he used to ask Allah, "Oh Allah, guide me to the best of character." Yani, to the best, yani, qualities, characteristics, traits of good character. And no one can guide me to that except you, oh Allah. And turn away from me the evil character, and no one can turn away from me evil character except you. This is a very important supplication that, yani, we should learn. If we didn't memorize it, we should recite it as much as possible in the prayer, out of the prayer. It is an important supplication, asking Allah to guide us to good character. And as we will see, maybe not tonight, but as we read on, the character is not just our dealings with the people, yani, treating the people well, and being just and fair and kind and truthful, but also our relationship with Allah. Question number 4, mention another supplication of the Prophet ﷺ when he asks Allah to make his character excellent like his physical creation. Naam, Ibrahim.
Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fa hassan khuluqi.
Naam. Allahumma kama hassanta khalqi fa hassan khuluqi. Yani, meaning that the Prophet ﷺ is saying, in the same way that you made my physical creation, my physical being, yani, attractive, so likewise, yani, my internally, make it also attractive, make it good, make it well, perfect it, yani, outwardly and inwardly. And unfortunately, many people are concerned about how they look outwardly, but they're not concerned about their internal look. The Prophet ﷺ said, yani, O Allah, just as you have made me appear, yani, physically, yani, beautiful, so also make my character like it. Complete the hadith. Question number 5. Complete the hadith. Indeed, Allah has divided among you your traits of good character, just as He has divided. Just as He has divided what? Huh? Arzakukum. Yani, your rizq, your provisions. Yani, somebody. Naam. That wasn't part of the question, but in any case, who memorized the hadith? Naam. Fadl.
Inna Allah qasama baynakum akhlaqakum kama qasama baynakum arzaqakum.
Naam. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided, yani, your, yani, akhlaq, the characteristics, the good qualities of character, He has divided them amongst the people. He has given everybody some of them, some more or less than others. Like, just as He has divided up the provisions. Allah is the one who decreed a person's provisions. Nobody will have anything in this world of provisions except what Allah decreed. And likewise, yani, the qualities of good character, it is, yani, from Allah's decree. If a person is not born with good character, it's possible though to work and to improve yourself, to make yourself better. That's possible. That's possible by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, just as we work hard for our provisions, even though it's already decreed, just as we work hard for it, day and night, we should also work hard to improve our character. Question number 6, discuss the statement of Mutarrif ibn Abdullah al-Shikhir, rahimahullah, and how it relates to the khuluq, or character, of the Prophet. Yani, what was the statement of Mutarrif ibn Abdullah ibn Shikhir? Naam, Musa.
إن هذه على أخلاق إن هذه على أخلاق وهائم وإن الله إذا أحب عبده وهبه منها.
وهبه منها. نعم. يعني the meaning of this, somebody else. What is the meaning of this statement? What is the meaning of it? نعم.
These characteristics.
يعني these characteristics, these qualities of good character, are gifts. They are gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And
Allah, if He loves His servant or His abd, He gives him from it.
So if Allah loves, when Allah loves His servant, He gives him from these gifts of good character. Yani, the akhlaq, it is gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loves a servant, when He loves His servant, He gives him. Yani, He gives him from these gifts of good character. So how is this statement of Mutarrif related to the khuluq of the Prophet ﷺ? How is it related to the character of the Prophet? In what way is this statement, how does it relate to the character of the Prophet ﷺ? Yani he said that these good traits of good character are gifts from Allah. And when he loves a servant, he gives him from these gifts. How is that related to the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beloved of creation.
Because he was the most beloved of the creation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah loves a servant, he gives him as a gift some of these characteristics of good character.
And he also asked Allah.
And he also strove, worked to develop and to perfect these qualities of good character. Question number 7 mentioned the highest level of Allah's mahabbah. Any proof that this level of mahabbah was attained by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What is the highest level of mahabbah? Highest level of mahabbah. Khalil. Khalil is the one who is the most beloved of Allah. It is called, mahabbah is love, and this type of love is called al-khulla. Al-khulla. Al-khulla is the highest level of mahabbah. Mahabbah is love generally, but al-khulla is the highest level of love, and the one who Allah gives this love to or has this love for is called the Khalil. He's called the Khalil. Naam. This is the highest level of love. And the Shaykh said that the Prophet ﷺ was not just Habibullah. He was not just one who is loved by Allah, but rather he was Khalilullah. And the proof of this, what is the proof that this level of mahabbah was attained by the Prophet ﷺ? Naam. Naam. The Prophet ﷺ said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken me as a Khalil, the highest level of love. Just as he took Ibrahim alayhi salam as a Khalil. And the last question mentioned one of the most amazing examples of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's exemplary character from his seerah. One of the most amazing examples. And this is the example that we closed with last week. What was this example that the Shaykh mentioned? Naam.
That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even being under siege from the mushrikeen, and he had some of their belongings.
Naam. He was at war with the mushriks of Mecca. They were fighting against him, campaigning against him, making propaganda against him. And in spite of all of that, he was in possession of their
belongings, and he commanded a trustful individual.
Naam.
Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Naam.
He commanded Ali to, radiallahu anhu, to return back their belongings, even though they were trying to kill him.
Naam. Now, the point is that it's reported authentically concerning the Prophet ﷺ that before he migrated from Mecca to Medina, while the propaganda had intensified and the enmity and hatred and war against him and that which he was calling to was at its peak, at that very time, yet and still, the precious belongings, properties and values of the mushriks, they didn't find anyone more trustworthy to leave it with than the one who they considered the enemy. While they were plotting to kill him, and he knew that they were plotting to kill him, they were still entrusting him with the most precious things that they possessed. There was nobody in this society that they trusted more than him, even though they had openly declared war against him and that which he was calling to. And even at the point of them plotting and planning to kill him, and him knowing that, and him planning his escape, he didn't fail to make sure that every property that was left with him, that it was returned to the owners, to the people that were plotting to kill him. Naam. What could be more amazing than this? How would we be if we knew that somebody hated us and were making war against us and was plotting to actually murder us and we had their property? Would we think about returning it? Probably we'll be planning to take it with us. Allahu musta'an. But he is our example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this is a tremendous lesson for the one who is entrusted with any trust, even by your enemies, that in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is incumbent upon us to fulfill the trust and to return whatever belongs to others, no matter what is the situation between us and them. Naam, Abdul Haq.
I just wanted to add that many of the muhajirun have migrated to Medina and have left most of the wealth in Mecca. So he may have thought that take this wealth to compensate.
Naam. Some of the people who migrated, they had to leave without their property and their belongings. So it's possible that, as he said, somebody may say, okay, well, they have our property, we'll take theirs, fair exchange. But not our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is where we left off last week, and the Shaykh was saying that this is an example that is, yani, would be difficult for anyone to, yani, exemplify the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in terms of his lofty, sublime character. Yani, the extent to which he exemplified lofty, sublime character. In spite of the campaign against him and the enmity and hatred between them and their plotting to kill him, he protected and preserved, yani, the deposits that were left with him, the trust that were given to him, and made sure that everything was returned to its owner. And the Shaykh said, فَمَنَّ عَلَيْهِ رَبُّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى وَمَوْلَاهُ بِأَكْمَلَ الْخُلُقِ وَعَظَمَ الْأَدَبِ وَعَرَفَعِهِ. Yani, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him, yani, with the most complete and perfect character and the greatest manners and the most lofty of it. And today, inshallah, we want to read from the paragraph that begins with وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ لَمَّا جَهَرَ بِدَعَوَتِهِ وَأَعْلَنَ فَسَادَ مَا عَلَيْهِ قَوْمُهُ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْأَوْثَانِ واتخاذ الشركاء والأنداد وبارزه قومه بالعداء كثف قومه الدعاية ضده معاداة لدينه وصدا عن الحق والهدى والدعاية حوله تنفيرا للناس عنه وصدا عن الحق والهدى الذي يدعو إليه. يعني the Shaykh is saying here that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had openly, yani, declared his call to the worship of Allah alone, jahara bi da'watihi, yani, he openly began to call people to worship Allah alone, and he made openly also his announcement of the condition of his people, the fasad, the corruption that his people were upon in terms of worshipping, yani, things in the creation, al-awthan, and taking things in the creation as partners or equals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, awthan is different than sanam, yani asnam. The awthan is that which is worshipped from created beings that is not formed by the human being, yani the things in the natural creation, like a stone or a tree or a mountain, as opposed to a sanam, the asnam, which are things that the human beings, yani, carved or shaped out of the creation, from wood or stone or whatever, and they made them into idols that they worship. And both of these are from the creation, things that are worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made clear the corruption that his people was upon, especially in reference to their worship of awthan, of created beings, and taking things in the creation as partners with Allah or equal to Allah, and his people openly showed hostility and were at war with him, and their, yani, campaign and their propaganda against him was intensified, yani, out of animosity for his deen and in opposition or closing the way to the truth and the guidance, this campaign, yani, or this propaganda surrounding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, its intent was no more than to cause the people to run away from him, to flee from him, and to close the ways to the truth and the guidance which he was calling to. Yani, his people, the pagans, Quraysh of Mecca, they wanted to utilize any means possible in order to stop his da'wah and to cut off the way for the people to reach him and to hear his message. وَكَانَ مِنْ أَكْثَرْ قَالَتِهِمْ وَسَعْيِهِمْ لِتَشْوِيهِ سُمَعَتِهِ وَتَنْفِيرِ النَّاسِ عَنْهُ أَنْ قَالُوا فِي شَعْنِهِ إِنَّهُ مَجْنُونَ. يعني أكثر قالتهم, the most frequent thing that they said about him in their efforts to distort his reputation and to cause the people to flee from around him, is that they were saying concerning him that indeed he is majnun, that he is a crazy man. Yes, they said this, they made this statement, And they were in the passageways, the mountain passes of Mecca, and the turuqat, the roads that lead to Mecca, repeating this word, yani saying to everyone who would listen that indeed he is crazy. وَإِذَا جَاءَ شَخْصٌ غَرِيبٌ إِلَى مَكَّةٍ أَسْمَعُوهُ كَثِيرًا هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةِ مُحَمَّدٌ مَجْنُونٌ تَنْفِيرًا عَنْ دَعَوَتِهِ. Yani when any strange person, stranger, came to Mecca, they would yani repeat this to him many times. Yani they would cause them to hear this word, yani to try to affect the people yani with this word, saying that the Prophet ﷺ was insane, in order to cause people to be averse to turn away from his call, his message of tawheed. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني سورة القلم 68th surah, 68, is that correct? Qalam, 68th surah, first through 6th ayat, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Noon wal-qalami wama yasturun. Yani Noon is one of the letters of the Arabic language, and here it is from those letters that are in the beginning of surahs. Allahu alam, Allah only knows the meaning of them, but some of the scholars say that this was a sign, and Allah knows best, that these letters of which the Qur'an is composed are from the Arabic language that the Arabs themselves have mastered. Why is it that they cannot bring something like it, equal to the Qur'an? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ, by the pen and that which they are writing. And some of the scholars of tafsir said, what are they writing? It is the writing of the Malaika, writing the deeds of the human beings. وَالْقَلَمِ وَمَا يَسْتُرُونَ مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. You are not, by the ni'mah, by the favor and mercy, grace of Allah, of your Rabb, you are not majnoon. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying clearly that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not an insane person. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ, and indeed for you there is a reward that is unceasing, yani that is endless, that will never be cut off. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, and indeed you are upon an exalted standard of character. عَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. And Ibn Kathir in his tafsir, rahimahullah, he says that خُلُقٌ عَظِيمٌ, it means deen عَظِيم, yani the deen of Islam, that the Prophet ﷺ, that his يعني character that is azim, it is al-Islam, it is the Quran. فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ, and Allah says, so therefore you will see and they will also see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ, which of you is afflicted يعني with insanity, who it is that is insane. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuting their false yani propaganda against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh says, هَذِهِ الدِّعَايَ الْفَاجِرَةَ الْآثِمَةَ الْخَاطِئَةَ الْكَاذِبَةَ مُحَمَّدٌ مَجْنُونَ قَالَهَا هَؤُلَاءِ فُجُورًا وَكَذِبًا لَا لِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا لِمُعَادَاتِ دِينِهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامِ. Yani that this propaganda, this yani evil, sinful, false, lying propaganda, saying that the Prophet ﷺ was insane, these people said this yani out of immorality and lying, not for any reason except due to their yani animosity and hatred and enmity for his deen. Yani they knew when they were saying this that it wasn't true, but it was out of hatred for the deen of the Prophet ﷺ, and that which he was calling to, that is the tawheed and the abandonment of the worship of the idols that their people yani were worshipping. And the Shaykh says, وَهَذَا مِنْ أَعْظَمْ فُجُورٍ فِي الْخُصُومَةِ. Yani this is from the worst type of depravity that we can find when in a dispute. That when a person has a disagreement with someone that they are disputing with, they lie on them. Yani, the people have a difference about a matter, and that they are disputing over, instead of bringing their evidences to prove who is right, they lie on you. Sound familiar? Naam. That's what the pagans did with the Prophet ﷺ. Instead of arguing their point with their proofs and evidences, they had to lie on him. So when people can't prove that you are wrong with proof and evidence, they lie on you. They slander you, they backbite you, they just make up something, so that the people will not listen to you. Beware of this. When I say beware of this, I don't mean beware that somebody does it to you. I mean beware that we don't do that to others when we have a dispute. That we have to resort to lying in order to make our point. If you have to resort to lying on people to win the dispute, that means that it's clear that you know you're not standing on anything. The Shaykh says, yani, this is from the most, yani, the worst type of depravity in disputing. And all of this was to deter or to turn the people away from the truth and the guidance which the Prophet salawatullah wa salamu alayhi had come with. وَيَعْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَيُّتِمَّ نُورَهُ. And Allah refuses except that He complete His light. Yani, Allah doesn't accept except that His light, His message, it will be completed and perfected. وَمَا أَمَدَّهُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِهِ مِنْ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ كَانَ يَعْلُو بِهِ عَلَى سَفْسَافِ قَوْلِ هَؤُلَاءِ وَسَيِّ فِعَالِهِمْ وَالْحَقُّ يَعْلُو وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. Yani, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet with, exalted this great, tremendous, magnificent character, through it or by means of it, he prevailed over the evil statements of these people and their evil actions. And the Shaykh says, وَالْحَقْ يَعْلُو. And the truth, yani ya'alu, it rises above. It is superior. It is supreme. Yani it is victorious. وَلَا يُعْلَى عَلَيْهِ. And it is not, yani, nothing will be higher than it. Nothing can overcome it or surpass it or defeat it. And this is, yani, from a hadith, authentic hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, in which he said, Al-Islam ya'alu, wa la yu'la alayhi. And in some of the narrations, wa la yu'la, yani, without alayhi being mentioned. Yani, that Islam, it is superior. And it prevails and rises over everything, and nothing will be over Islam. Allah will make it prevail in the land. After this, the Shaykh mentions the story. And when I say story, I don't mean story like in fairy tales, but reported in Sahih Muslim. The hadith, yani reported in Sahih of Muslim, أن الضماد الأزدي وكان سيدا في قومه دخل مكة فسمع الناس يقولون محمد مجنون فقال إنني رجل قاري أي أقرأ على من به مس أو به جنون وإن الله شفى على يدي من شفى من عباده ولئن لقيت محمدا لأقرأن عليه لعل الله يشفيه على يدي. يعني that a man named Dhimad al-Azdi, and I'll say رضي الله عنه because he became a Muslim. Dhimad al-Azdi, he was the leader of his people. He entered Mecca and he heard the people, the pagan mushrik liars, saying that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is Majnoon. So he said, indeed, I am a man. Innani rajulun qari'un. I am a man who reads or recites. Meaning by that, I recite upon the one who has been touched. Yani, by the jinn. Or the one who is Majnoon, who has lost his intellect, lost his mind. I read upon these people. Yani, innani rajulun qari'un, meaning that he reads or he recites upon the people who have been possessed by a jinn or the people who have lost their minds. Wa inna Allah shafa ala yadayya, and Allah has healed upon at my hands whoever He willed from His servants. So if I were to meet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I would definitely recite upon him, yani to heal him. Perhaps Allah may heal him at my hands. So this man, Dhimad al-Azdi, he met the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this intent. What was his intent? Not evil. His intent was, I heard these people saying this man is Majnun or he's possessed by a jinn. Let me try to heal him by the permission of Allah. He said, I will recite upon him. فَقَالَ دِمَادٍ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So when he met him, he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّنِي رَجُلٌ قَارِئٌ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَفَعَ عَلَى يَدَيَّ مَنْ يَشَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ فَهَلْ لَكَ فِي ذَلِكَ تُحِبُّ أَقْرَأَ عَلَيْكَ. And he said, indeed, I am a man who recites. I am a reader, a qari. And Allah has healed upon my hands whoever He willed from amongst His servants. So do you have any need for such? هَلْ لَكَ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنَ حَاجَ فِي ذَلِكَ. Do you have any need for me to recite over you? تُحِبُّ أَقْرَ عَلَيْكَ. Would you like that I recite upon you? Yani to heal you from whatever it is that you are being subjected to? The Shaykh says, look at سَعَةِ الْخُلُقْ. Yani the vastness of the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَعَظِيمِ احْتِمَالِ. And the greatness of his patience in bearing patiently what was being said to him. Man come to him and told him, would you like me to read over you? Where's is Abdul Qadir here? Huh? One day we came out of the masjid and a man came up to me and said, can I, what? What did he say? Would you like for me to?
He said, can I pray upon you?
Pray upon you? In Jesus' name. This happened right here recently. Say, can I pray for you? Would you like me to pray for you? Allahu Akbar. So the man, and perhaps he was sincere. Perhaps he was sincere. Allahu A'lam. They think it's something wrong with us, when in fact they are sick. They need somebody to pray for them. Yani, look at the patience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَمِيلْ تَعَامُلِي. Yani, how he was, how beautiful was his interaction with the people. He didn't become offended and scream and shout at the man for saying that to him, for saying that probably you are crazy or you are possessed by a jinn, let me try to heal you. فَقَالَ نَبِيَّ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ لِلَّهِ. And he said to the man, indeed the praise belongs to Allah. نَحْمَدُهُ وَنَسْتَعِينُهُ. We praise him and we seek help from him, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضِلْ فَلَا هَدِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, then there's nobody who can mislead him. And whoever Allah misleads, leads astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. Who Allah caused to go astray. يعني from أَضْلَلَ يُضْلِلُ. يعني the fourth form of the verb, which means to cause a person to go astray. Whoever Allah caused to go astray, فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Then there's no one, absolutely no one, that can guide him. يعني except Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that there is nothing which deserves the worship except Allah alone, and that He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His worshipper, and His servant, and His messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited these few words to him, praising Allah, and he's seeking help from Allah, acknowledging that guidance is only from Allah, that whoever Allah guides, nobody can lead them astray, and whoever Allah leads astray, nobody can guide them. And bearing witness that Allah alone deserves to be worshipped, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His abd and His rasul, the man said to him, "A'id alayya kalamaka hadha." And he wanted to hear it again. Repeat that which you just said, that speech of yours, repeat that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, three times. And Dhimad al-Azdi, he said to him, "Laqad sami'tu kalam al-kahana was-sahara was-shu'ara." مَا هَذَا بِكَلَامِهِمْ. I have heard the speech of the soothsayers, and the speech of the magicians, and the speech of the poets, and this is not their speech. Yani the man said, I'm familiar with the people of deviation and corruption and misguidance. This speech that I just heard is not the speech of those people. Huh? Kahana, yani kahana, yani soothsayers. يعني كهنة, the soothsayers. كاهن is the singular. نعم. وقد بلغت كلماتك هذه ناوس البحر. And one of the narrations, قاموس البحر. أي بلغت الصميم. Indeed, these words of yours, they have reached the depth of the ocean. يعني the deepest part of the ocean in terms of the beauty, the elegance, the perfection of these words. I haven't heard words like this before. In Jahiliyyah, somebody used to say something profound and the people would say, that was... Any old timers here? That was deep. That was deep. Naam. That's what he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I haven't heard like that was profound what you just said. A'atini yadak ubayi'aka ala al-Islam. Give me your hand so that I may pledge allegiance to you upon Islam. وَمَدَّ يَدَهُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَبَايَعَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. So he stretched forth his hand and he gave allegiance to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فانظر هذا الخلق ما عظمه والدعاية المكثفة ضده بأنه مجنون لم تثنه إطلاقا. So look at this character. Oh, how great it is. And this propaganda, yani intensified propaganda against the Prophet ﷺ claiming that he was insane, and it didn't affect him at all. It didn't dissuade him. It didn't defer him. It didn't divert him in any way whatsoever. He went on with his mission, yani not paying too much attention to what these people are saying. And this is very important for us, that yani if a person is involved in dawah, certainly some harms are going to come to them. And that's why we are reminded that we have to be patient. If a person wants to engage in dawah, they have to have patience. And they have to be careful not to become occupied with what other people say about you. I heard one brother say that 30 years ago, before I was a Muslim, I was a 5%er. Here in New York. He's not here in New York now, but he said when he grew up in New York, he was a 5%er. And he said, when I started going around the Muslims to listen to what they were saying, the 5% said, he's a deviant. He said, that's why if people call me a deviant today, I don't pay it any mind. Because being a deviant might be just that you're not with what they're upon anymore. That you have discovered the truth. And so now you have deviated from their falsehood and you have turned to the truth. And this is the reality. That when you are not with them on their program anymore, they're going to call you a deviant. They're going to call you misguided. They're going to call you whatever the names that they call people. And don't be too concerned about the names that they call you. Rather, if you know that you're upon the truth, then stick to it. Be steadfast and be firm. And put your trust in Allah. Because whatever the people call you, it will not have any weight on Yawmul Qiyamah. Yani, they will not be the judge. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we have to be concerned about, being in accord with that which He has, yani, sent to us. So look at this. Yani, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he wasn't affected at all by their intensified propaganda, lies and slander against him. It didn't dissuade him in the least. Rather, it only increased him in khuluq, in character, and sumur, yani in loftiness and sublimity, by his yani adabihi al-rafi', yani his very high, lofty manners, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Yani, it only made him yani be better yani in his character and in his manners. It didn't cause him to cuss and swear and become angry and emotional and yani become reactionary to the yani harms of the people. فَكَانَ لِهَذِهِ الْخُلُقِ الَّذِي هَبَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَمَنَّ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ شَعْنًا عَظِيمًا فِي انْتِشَارِ دَعْوَتِهِ وَقُبُولِ النَّاسِ لِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سبحانه وتعالى يعني in سورة آل عمران 3rd سورة 159th آية فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. To the end of the ayat. And the Shaykh says, and this is critical here, يعني this character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, فكان لهذا الخلق الذي هباه الله به ومن به عليه شأنا عظيما في انتشار دعواته وَقُبُولَ النَّاسِ لِمَا جَاءَ بِهِ. Yani, that this character of the Prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to him and blessed him with had a great role to play in the spread of his da'wah and the acceptance of the people of that which he came with. Yani, his character played a great role in the spread of his da'wah and the yani acceptance of the people of his da'wah due to his character, due to his manners. And the proof of this is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yani the meaning of which is, it was by the rahmah of Allah that you were gentle with them. Yani, by the rahmah of Allah, due to Allah's rahmah, you were gentle with them. And if you had been harsh and hard-hearted, then they would have ran from around you. لَنْ فَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلَكَ. يعني if لو كنت فضًا غليظ القلب. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is telling him that if not for your kindness and your gentleness with these people, if you have been harsh with them and stern and rude and cruel, then they would have ran from you. They would have scattered from around you. But by the mercy of Allah, you were gentle with them. And this is also a great reminder to us, the benefit to the spread of Islam and the acceptance of the people of the da'wah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to a great extent, it was because of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the way he dealt with the people. And this is a lesson to us, that if we want to spread the da'wah of Islam, this pure message of Islam, of Tawheed, and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's not just going to be by knowledge, by memorizing proofs and evidences, but the conveyor of the message must also be an example that the people see the manifestation in the one who is delivering the message of that message. You're telling people to be kind, to be gentle, to be charitable, to be merciful, to be considerate, to be just, to be fair, but you yourself do not exemplify these qualities and characteristics that you're calling to. There's something wrong with that. When I was growing up, long time ago, the grown people used to say, do what I say, not what I do. Don't worry about if I'm smoking and drinking. Don't pay attention to that. Just do what I tell you to do. Don't worry about what I'm doing. But we say no. We say no. That what you tell people to do, you have to be doing it. You have to be doing it yourself. And how is it that you can be calling the people to something that you don't practice your own selves? And Allah said in the Quran, what? أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ. Do you command the people with piety and righteousness and goodness, and you forget about your own selves while you're reciting the book? نعم أَفَلَا تَعْقُلُ. Do you not have any intellect? Do you not have a mind? Oh wow, mashallah. Okay. What time is the Iqama? 9:15. 9:15? Let's try to finish some of this as much as possible. نعم. So in this way, فَهَكَذَا كَانَ شَأْنُ نَبِيِّنَا الْكَرِيمِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْهِ فَكَانَ إِمَامًا قُدْوَةً فِي الْخُلُقِ كُلِّهِ وَالْأَدَبِ أَجْمَعِهِ. In this way was the affair of our noble Prophet salawatullah wa salamu alayhi. He was an imam, a leader, and a model and an example of every type of character and every type of good manners. وَلَمَّا كَانَتْ أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا وَأَرْضَاهَا. And when Aisha, the mother of the believers, may Allah be pleased with her and cause her to be pleased, when she was, since she was قَرِيبَةً مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم قُرْبًا عَظِيمًا, since she was so close to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in his تعاملاته وفي خلقه وفي أدبه, in his dealings with the people and his character and his manners, she came across from that, from his interactions and his manners and his character, that which no one else besides her had came across. Due to this, her knowing about the manners of the Prophet and the character of the Prophet and the dealings, the way he dealt with the people, due to people knowing how close she was and that she had this first-hand knowledge, the question was repeatedly asked of her by more than one person about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from amongst that which has been narrated of those who asked about the character of the Prophet is that which came in the Sahih of Muslim from Sa'ad ibn Hisham. And he was a very, very young man in the lifetime of the Prophet. He was a Sahabi radiallahu anhu, but he was a young man. He was too young to know much about the Prophet. He was a child. So he asked Aisha radiallahu عنها قلت يا أم المؤمنين أنبئيني أخبرني عن خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inform me about the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. She said, ألست تقرأ القرآن? Do you not read the Quran? He said, Bala, indeed I read the Quran. She said, فَإِنَّ خُلُقُ نَبِيِّ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ كَانَ الْقُرْآنِ Indeed, the character of the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was the Qur'an. And he was a young boy in the lifetime of the Prophet. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم died, he was a small boy. So he went to Aisha knowing that she was the closest to him and asked her about the character of the Prophet. She said, indeed, the character of the Prophet of Allah was the Qur'an. So she came, radiallahu anha, with this jawab, wafin, shafin, yani an answer that was complete and perfect, and that was clear. Yani, its meaning was clear, such that Sa'ad, when he heard this answer, he said an amazing word, yani due to the strength of his, yani the benefit that he came with it, and his understanding of the greatness of this answer, which he heard from the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, فَهَمَمْتُ أَنْ أَقُومَ وَلَا أَسَلْ أَحَدًا عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أَمُوتُ Yani, I had felt inclined, intending to stand up after getting this answer from Aisha and not to ask anyone, anything again until I die. And due to the closeness of Aisha radiallahu anha to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, many people asked her about his character, and from amongst those people who came to her was Sa'd ibn Hisham radiallahu anhu, who asked about the character of the Prophet, and she said to him, do not read the Quran. Yani, meaning, and you want to know about the character of the Prophet, do you not read the Quran? It's the Quran. Yani, indeed, the character of the Prophet of Allah, it was the Quran. So she came with this, yani, complete, sufficient, clear answer, such that, yani, he felt like, after this answer, I don't need to ask anyone anything again until I die. I have been given an answer that would suffice me. And he said this due to what he had perceived or understood from the greatness of this answer, which he heard from the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha. And this question, the Shaykh says, وَالسُّؤَالُ ذَاتُهُ كَمَا قَدَّمْتُ تَقَرَّرَ عَلَىٰ أُمُّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And this question, yani this particular specific question, as we previously mentioned, was repeatedly asked of the mother of the believers. And as it came in another report, in the Fada'il of the Qur'an, لِأَبِي عُبَيْد, and other than him, from Abu al-Darda radiallahu anhu, that he asked the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she said to him, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنَ يَرْضَى لِرِضَاهُ وَيَسْخَطُ لِسَخَطِهِ That, yani his character was the Qur'an. That he, the Prophet ﷺ, was pleased with whatever, yani was pleasing to Allah in the Qur'an. And he was displeased with whatever was displeasing to Allah in the Qur'an. And it also came in the Sunan of Nasa'i, from Yazid ibn Babanus rahimahullah al-Basri أنه سأل أم المؤمنين عائشة رضي الله عنها عن خلق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقرعت قد أفلح المؤمنون يعني it also came in the Sunan of Nasa'i from Yazid ibn Babanus رضي الله عنه that he asked the mother of the believers Aisha about the character of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and this time she said or she recited to him يعني the first 9 ayahs from Surah Al-Mu'minun. قَدْ أَفْلَهَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Until she reached the ayat, the 9th ayat, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ And indeed the believers are successful. That is those who yani have khushu in their salat. Huh? And next, who turn away from لغوي, yani things that are of no benefit, and who give the zakat that Allah has made obligatory upon us, and who protect their private parts. Naam. And after those ayats came, and they are amanatihim wa ahdihim ra'un, they guard, protect and preserve the trust that is given to them and the covenants that they make with others. They protect and preserve them. And then finally he said, wahum, this ayat, yani, that they are guarding and protecting and preserving the performance of the salat. And these are some of the characteristics that came in the Quran in this particular place that the Prophet ﷺ exemplified, and it is upon us likewise to exemplify. I'm going to stop here with this saying, yani that after she recited these ayats from the Quran, ثُمَّ قَالَتْ هَكَذَا كَانَ خُلُقُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Like this, yani this is the way that the character of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. Yani his character was the Quran, and this question was repeated from more than one person, and the answer to it each time that she was asked this question was that she said, "Kana khuluquhu al-Quran, wa huwa jawabun wafin shafin." Yani every time she was asked this question, yani in one word or another, the same meaning, she said that his character was the Quran, and this is an answer that is complete and perfect. It is sufficient, and it is also clear in its meaning. We're going to stop here, and next week, inshallah, we'll continue with the saying of Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah in his book At-Tibyan fi Aqsam Al-Quran, what he says about the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What is important here as we close our discussion tonight, yani for us to remember, yani the core of this issue is that the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be found in those books that some of the scholars have specialized in writing concerning his character and his manners and his physical traits, such as Shama'il al-Muhammadiyah and such as Al-Adab al-Mufrad by Imam al-Bukhari and other books like this. However, yani the original source of the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Quran. Yani whatever came in the Quran, yani that Allah commanded us with, or encouraged us with, or prohibited us from, or discouraged us from, yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted upon it in its totality. So let us yani read the Quran with an eye to looking for those things that we should be exemplifying in our public life as well as in our private life. Yani with our families, with our friends, on the job, at school, in the masjid, everywhere. Yani when we are seen and when we are not seen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels who are recording. May Allah save us from the evil of our own selves, and may we ask Allah yani to be given such character with these supplications that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has supplicated with. Ask Allah to guide us to good character and turn away from us evil character, and to grant us yani these gifts that he gives to those whom he loves. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Please, brothers and sisters, please do not forget about the masjid. Yani from the character, hold it, brother. From the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he was charitable. Please let us remember to be charitable. Yani every person according to their ability, whoever has much, yani should give much. Don't hold back. And whoever has little, at least give a little. And know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording. And charity, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ma naqasat yani sadaqa min malin, yani charity doesn't decrease our wealth. If anybody didn't sign the attendance, please try to get a hold of that before you leave tonight. Barakallahu fikum. Naam. Where's my glasses? Oh yeah, before we close, please brothers, let me acknowledge yani some of our brothers, mashallah, Hanif is with us regular now again, mashallah, jazakallah khair. With the difficulty that he has, he's here. And we have Abdul Halim, mashallah, from Long Island. And we have, where's Sadiq from Staten Island? And we have Abdullah from New Jersey. I ain't gonna say which part of New Jersey. And we have my little brother here from Springfield, Massachusetts, mashallah, barakallah fi. Yani, alhamdulillah. Oh, and there's Sharif also from New Jersey. We just wanna, like, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that yani that we have a chance yani to be with each other, even though we are from different places in the city, from Queens and Bronx and Manhattan and other states even, that we have a chance to come together, and that inshallah we have a like mind in this idea of implementing in our lives this character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah grant us success in this, all of us, wherever we came from, and to take it back with us.